In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples, "By their fruits you shall know them. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit." On an abstract level, this advice seems pretty sound and even obvious. We all know that we cannot judge a man simply by his words. We have to consider his actions and how well they comport with what he professes. As St. John Chrysostom said, commenting on this passage, "What our Lord wishes to make clear is that faith cannot save without virtue." But when we come to look at human beings in the world, the picture becomes more confused. Aristotle tells us that no one does evil willingly, and St. Thomas Aquinas makes this a foundational principle of his moral theology. All men desire happiness. However, St. Thomas is quick to add, not everyone knows what happiness is. And so we see people struggling to find the good in their lives. Often they go through life ceaselessly, using and discarding people and ideas and things, searching for what will bring them true and lasting happiness. In our world today, there are two serious problems which confront those searching for happiness. One is the idea of moral relativism, that there is no absolute good, and that the individual is the ultimate judge of what is good for himself. Rather than seeing goodness as rooted in our common human nature, many modern people believe that they are free to define their own nature and their own truth. And this leads to a second major problem in today's world, that many things traditionally considered evil are now held to be good. Thus, abortion, contraception, adultery, homosexuality, and all forms of sexual perversion, suicide, avarice, vanity, even murder itself, all these are considered good by segments of the modern world. Like Satan in Milton's Paradise Lost, they say, "Evil, be thou my good." So where do we turn for moral guidance in a world where there is so much confusion and so much evil? Jesus tells us that he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Father's will for us is not a secret. It is given to us clearly in sacred scripture and in the teachings of the church. Those teachings are not, however, always easy to follow. And of course, as human beings, we frequently make mistakes, both in our judgments and in our efforts at self-discipline. But we know that God forgives our mistakes if we acknowledge them and if we seek to do better in the future. By the grace of God, we can turn from our mistakes and amend our lives. We can learn to avoid future sins and also begin to grow in the love and knowledge of God, which will bring us to the peace and joy of eternal life. As St. Paul told the people of Rome, "I speak in human terms because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanness and iniquity, so now serve justice. For when you were servants of sin, what fruit had you in those things of which you are ashamed? But now being made free from sin and servants of God, you have your fruit unto sanctification and unto the end of life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God is life everlasting." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.